terror threats won't keep the Palestinian Bible Society down, religious tensions are on the rise again in Ethiopia, and adoption fuels an effective cycle of evangelism. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Gaza, where the Palestinian Bible Society bookshop is finally reopened after a five-week-long closure. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra says the temporary interruption to this partner's work came in response to threats from unknown militants to bomb the building.
There still is a threat to bomb the building because it's the only store in Gaza there that really helps Christians with materials. It's so discouraging for Christians, minority that live there, that does close or it is bombed, that they will be further marginalized.
The militants warned the Bible Society not to continue, so Dykstra says the matter needs prayer.
The Palestinian Bible Society has urged the government to help protect the building, but that, you know, is really iffy at best. And if militants really want to bomb a place, they can do that. And so we really need to put up a prayer of protection around that building.
Next, high fuel costs are hitting hard the 37 million people living in poverty in the United States. Many have had to choose between heating their homes or eating. Many went hungry. While these people are largely ignored, Here's Life Inner City is helping thousands through their Easter bag outreach. Here's Life's Ted Gandy says they are
putting together over 31,000 Easter bags for children in 16 cities across the country. So we've got a lot of volunteers that are having the joy of doing some things that are going to make a real difference among America's poor.
These bags are full of food, candy, toys, and the gospel. Here's Life is partnering with inner city churches, says Gandy.
We actually work with our partner ministries to think through a strategy to begin an ongoing relationship with a family. When they provide some acts of compassion, there's a real empowering of the gospel.
Many eventually turn to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada sources in Ethiopia say pressure on believers is increasing. Christians in the area reported churches being burned in the Northeast just a few weeks ago. Authorities are aware of rising tensions against evangelicals in the past month. Local police have been arresting anyone accused of spreading the gospel. Five church leaders are in custody. 10 others are being sought by police, but have left the area or are in hiding. Next, throughout the former Soviet Union, ongoing changes in government have also impacted the spiritual climate. Russian Ministry's Sergei Rakhuba recognizes this as an opportunity for the church to shine, and that's why their School Without Walls program is training a new generation of leaders.
We realize that they're not as much motivated as the previous generation that was raised under the persecution. So we have to contextualize all these methods, how to reach out to the young generation and how to train young believers to be more active in reaching out to their communities on behalf of their churches.
Rakhuba says equipping new leaders is crucial to the future of the church in Russia.
We have to train young generation leaders, those ones who are open to take new tools and new ideas and continue spreading the gospel.
Funding can help support this program. And Africa Inland Mission is offering a new way to look at the world of missions. Their Adopt-A-People program encourages participants to embrace an unreached people group. Their job is to pray for them until a viable, maturing church is established. AIM provides specific information to help pray effectively. Sometimes a group that initially committed to pray for an unreached people sends individuals as missionaries to their adopted group. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.